The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Entertainment News, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. And Larry, we're talking about a singer who has really skyrocketed over the last year or so, and somebody who's really good at what she does.
Oh, absolutely, Ira. She's only 18 years of age, and she made music history when she became the youngest artist to win in the four major Grammy categories back in February. She got the four biggest Grammy awards of the night, including Best New Artist, and she did take home five, but four of those were major categories: Album of the Year, Best Song, Best Record. And we're talking about Billie Eilish, of course. And now she has a brand new single out. She doesn't have a new album yet. She's been working during the quarantine on the new album, which will be produced again by her older brother, Phineas. So for today, we're going to check out the new single, which has a very interesting music video for it. I'll tell you about that after we check out a little bit of My Future. Here's Billie Eilish.
I'm in love with my future.
At least from the title, Larry, you can say she's got a big future ahead of her.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. Billie Eilish has a lot of followers around the world, and she was just starting her tour for her last album, If We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, when, of course, the coronavirus impact shut down all tours and closed down all concert venues. But for 2021, she's planning to resume her tour. Maybe by then she'll have a brand new album out. She has the first single, which we just heard, My Future, and this particular song comes with a video that features an animated version of Billie herself. And it's kind of cool to watch the video and watch Billie make her way through the video. The video is, you know, obviously a satire kind of look at her, but it's a really cool video. As far as Billie Eilish goes, this particular song, My Future, has debuted at number 6 on Billboard's Hot 100, which is her highest chart debut to date. She signed a deal with Apple not too long ago for $20+ million. They are filming her life story and her climb up the career ladder, and they're going to put this into some kind of a documentary.
Make sure you join us again next week for Entertainment News, along with Larry London, the host of Border Crossings on VOA. I'm Ira Melman. Have yourself a good day and a good week, and we'll talk to you then.
That was a program from the Voice of America.